KO4CEF Mobile.
KO4CEF Mobile.
Andrew, how you doing on this fine Tuesday?
All right. I'm on my way to work, about halfway there now.
All excited about that Tuesday meeting, aren't you?
You know, the earlier, the better. You know, that's my motto.
Period.
So how's your APRS working? Everything went good yesterday?
Good, I took it out this morning, put it back up so I could put this regular radio back together. And then I gotta do some programming on it for the Bluetooth and that. It's aggravating to get it hooked back up, and then it didn't work as yesterday as good as it did when you and I were testing.
Changes. I know. I'm kind of curious about that.
What was happening, like when you and I were talking, you know, we were continually talking, and so it stayed connected to the car stereo. But then when you guys are talking, or if there's nobody on, when the radio comes on, because it hears somebody, it takes it, you know, 10 seconds for the Bluetooth to come on the stereo.
It basically times out the Bluetooth connection, and then you gotta wait for it all to sync back up.
That's the best way to explain it. But when it, you know, when I go like scroll through the options of what could hook up to it, you know, it thinks it's a phone for some reason, but then it says it's connected Bluetooth, but it doesn't just pop right on when it does it.
Hopefully you can get it figured out.
For HKX Mobile.
KO4CEF Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Hopefully you get that Bluetooth figured out. It's just take you a little time to tinker.
It won't take long. And then I may just put that other mag mount on there and just see if I get the APRS to just work off of that mag mount. I'm sure it will.
So did it pick you up okay as far as on your track to work?
You know, I never worked, but Richards, I never looked, but Richards said he saw it.
Saw it yesterday too, so I heard him talking.
Station in there, I'm not hearing any audio hardly. Yeah, I saw when you first pinged the map, I just didn't know if it tracked you all the way there. Once you get further into Spartanburg, I don't know how well you get picked up, because there's not many digipeters in that area.
Pull out this morning.
58 here, Greer.
52. Y'all ready for the big hurricane to come through?
I'm not, and it's 40 and still falling up here.
They're predicting it to go a little more east this morning than they were. Sister-in-law just went out on a cruise out of Cape Canaveral yesterday. Supposed to be back Friday, but I'm not seeing that happening because it was hurricane was going to be about there by then.
Longer.
Okay, what they did with the daughter was when a hurricane was coming, they were going to go out to the deep sea and just ride it out. So it probably makes it be longer, I would imagine. And then I wouldn't want to be coming up I-95 to southern South Carolina with all that rain, because, man, it floods bad down there.
Bad. They're talking about I think the Tampa area, since they're going to be on that side of the hurricane, they're probably going to get some floods down there.
Put all of Florida under emergency, every county.
Hyping it up a little bit. Not that it's not going to be bad, but, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the weatherman so excited about a hurricane.
something. They ain't had all the other ones.
Got excited if they got the information correct.
No, that's right. It's funny because it was something I was reading. It was either on weather.gov or who knows anyway, but they were talking about that they retired more eyes than eye names than any other thing, so this one could be really bad. Like, it just happens to be the eye, and we say we're going to retire it because it's going to do so much damage.
This
weekend, I know that.
A little bit damp. For a weekend, just to stay in the house and get things done.
If you can stay inside and play on the radio.
Yeah, you might be right about that. I think there's a DX contest out of Oceana, so that might be good to make a couple of good contacts out that way. And then Susan's off this Sunday, so this should be her last Saturday that she has to work.
Excited about that.
Yes.
Get yourself on the weekend.
I'm kind of trouble to get into, as long as it doesn't involve spending a ton of money.
Honey-do list for Ken.
Help Ken with his honey-do list.
To get home yesterday from the time I left work.
It's terrible with that cement truck that rolled over because I knew something was up because Wadehampton Boulevard was just covered up in on that 80 bypass. It was covered up, and then I went over to where my cousin was staying with my sister where she moved down. And it's like, man, all the little side roads over there by Brockman, McClyman Road and that, they were all messed up. I had to find me an alternate route to get back home.
Hey, way around, because everywhere I looked on the map was red for people trying to get away from it. So I ended up going down 101, and I think it's 80 that's down here. It's kind of right near the airport. I went down that way. 29 was backed up, so I had to take a left in the Greer, go all the way down and hit 14. And then once I got on the back roads, then it wasn't that bad, and I just weaved my way on back home.
On way home for you, isn't it?
5:40, and I think I pulled in the driveway right at 6:40.
Been on that side of town yesterday.
I had the same idea.
To that Highway 80, man, I looked down it, and it was cars as far as you could see.
They may decide to go left on 29 instead of trying to go right, you know, down towards 292, and it was a pain in the butt. I had fun yesterday. It was a nice scenic trip home.
Cousin moved down Sunday. They moved down. Her son drove her down, and so they got lost on the way down. They got off of course somehow, and then they got here about 9 o'clock Sunday night, and then he just turned right around and they drove back because he lives in Pennsylvania. Said it wouldn't take long to get back to Pennsylvania, but then he got tired. His wife drove some. She got lost, ended up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that one, but it's time to make the jump. L4HK.
The three you were getting off, but yeah, I didn't get any of it either. So 7-3, Andrew, and I'll meet you over there, Patrick, KN4TFW.